Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
To stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in to the greatest show that's on right now. It's In This League. You say like greatest show on turf. Little Rams reference, Bogman. Remember this?
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that. Little greatest show on podcast turf. I just petered out immediately, but I have my voice, which is great. Welcome in. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, that's him with the laugh. Hello. Me with the puttering out phrases right to start the show. I'm Chris Welsh. Find us on Twitter at IsTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. In This League, where we combined nonsensical banter, sports, and an uncanny ability to really just bear something into the ground for multiple segments. Like, we cannot talk sports for a really long time, which is really impressive. So much so, Bogman, I wanted to congratulate you on your FSWA nomination. We were nominated, for nothing. I forgot. No, we were nominated for anything.
I was like, this is news to me. I didn't get an email or anything.
No, in 5 years straight, we haven't got an email about anything. Congratulations on nothing. On nothing. All those tweets on the Thursday, Friday, all the tweets out there. Congratulations to this person, this person, this person. It's a nominee. Congratulations.
I've seen a lot of, can't believe I'm actually nominated.
This is such an honor. This is such an honor to be nominated. And we're just sitting over here. You know what we are? We are the embodiment of the John Travolta meme where we're in Pulp Fiction. We're like,
I gotta be honest, I'm way more concerned about the AVN Awards than I am about the FSWA Awards. So.
Wrong acronym. Rock acronym of award. Has the AVNs gone down?
No. It's actually, it'll be going down as we're sitting our asses watching the Royal Rumble. So.
How appropriate that it'll be going down. It'll be we're going to the Royal Rumble next week. So be on the lookout for next week's show, a full breakdown of a pre-Royal Rumble talk. Because, yes, we will be going and enjoying the Royal Rumble on Sunday, January, whatever. But that's the same weekend as the AVN. Yeah. So you had to make a hard choice about what beautiful bodies you were going to be around.
Yeah. And the beautiful body I'm going to be around is Jake Seeley. So
and that's, me.
Yeah. And you. Great.
And Mike Wright from the Fantasy Footballers.
I think I saw you for 11 seconds and you got me sick the other day. Nice. So that's I'm mad at you right now.
Definitely. So. You, the 30-woman Royal Rumble was not what you expect. You did expect one, but you didn't expect an actual Royal Rumble.
Look, if it's nominated for a 2020 AVN, then I'll know that I spent my money wisely. So
I have seen an uptick on the Twitters of those particular actresses putting out information about, hey, vote for this, vote for this. I'm like, what are they doing? Oh, yeah, AVNs.
I think it's kind of like the NBA All-Star game. I think fans get a vote. So I don't know what the percentage is or any of that.
You want to know something? I'll bet you the fans get it way more right in the AVNs than they get it in the NFL, MLB, or NBA All-Star games. I guarantee it.
It is weird because, like, remember Asa Akira used to be on what is it called? What's your guys that you like?
I don't know.
Barstool.
The KFC radio.
Yeah. She was on KFC radio, and they eventually had to just ditch her because no sponsors would, no one would sponsor the show because they had a porn star on. And I always kind of thought that's funny, like, some of the most recognizable faces on the planet are porn stars.
Well, so, yeah, no, but
I mean, they need to rephrase themselves.
The most recognizable unspoken people. Like,
sure, yeah.
I know what you're saying, but at the same time, though, I'm not sure. Bogman, I think you might be a little bit skewed. You might have a little bit of a problem because I know
I'm
what,
not.
No.
I'm overzealous as far as that stuff goes, but I guarantee you, and no one watches as much as me, I get all that.
Not one person, but like, I think you think we could walk down the street and everyone would be like, that's Caden Cross. I couldn't recognize Caden Cross if Caden Cross said I was Caden Cross.
Everyone knows who Lisa Ann is, and everyone knows who Riley Reid is.
Not everybody knows who Riley Reid is.
Who Riley Reid is. She's the most popular. Remember we were talking about those Pornhub rankings or whatever.
The Pornhub rankings.
She's been downloaded like a billion times in the last 6 months. Yeah,
probably by 700 specific unique people.
I was 700 million of them? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying they might have a billion hits, but that's probably from 1,200
unique.
Two
storage spaces filled with hard drives, so... That might be, it might all be me.
I just think you're a little bit too close to it. I don't disagree that the big, big, big names are more well known than most people would admit. But still at the same time, they're not on this, they're not celebrity level outside of Lisa Ann. You wouldn't even recognize Jenna Jameson anymore. I just don't know if they would know their faces, to be honest with you. Right. Not to be crude, but I'm not sure they would all know their faces, Bachman. I think
they would. I think there are more recognizable stars than there are in other sports.
I got content for us to do. During the Royal Rumble, I want you to get headshots of some porn stars that you think would be recognizable. And we will walk around and we will find people that don't look like we would offend them if we asked them. And
I can't go up to the guy preaching on the corner to all the heathens walking into the Royal Rumble. There's always that guy, no matter what event you go to. He was there at the Fiesta Bowl, of course, with a megaphone and standing up on a corner.
Cardboard yep. box. Yep. Yep. He's coming. Yep. He's
telling everybody how they need to repent and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, let's do that. We'll pick 10 people. Preferably not family people. Let's not make it awkward. And we'll pick three headshots. You can pick Lisa Ann, even though they would probably know these people. Who are the three? Give me the three that everybody would, that you think all the people know. Lisa Ann, Riley Reid, and what's the third?
So they don't have to tell me the name. They just have to say that
they recognize the face. They need to know the name. You're saying they're the most recognizable.
I'm some weird idiot savant as far as the names go. Everyone knows that.
Okay, no.
But like no one's going to know the name, but I just want to say, how about this? I want to ask them if they recognize that face and then like take a player in the NBA like a Rudy Gobert and say, do you recognize this face?
No, that's not fair because Rudy Gobert is not one of the most recognizable basketball players.
Well, I'll go off the beaten track as well there. So, hey, do you recognize this person? Do you recognize London Keys or do you recognize, D'Angelo Russell? So
I don't buy the recognizing thing. Like if they're that well known, they would know the name. That's what I think we need to determine here.
I don't understand where you're coming from because I didn't say name. I said most recognizable faces. I didn't say everyone knows who Riley Reid is. I said, everyone, if I showed a picture to everyone, they would know. Okay. I've seen that person.
We'll get
before.
A wholesome picture. We'll get three wholesome pictures of these fine young actresses. Yes. And we'll say, do you recognize this person? What are they from? Yeah. And then if they can get the name.
Do you recognize this actress and do you recognize this sports player? That's how we'll couch it.
Yeah. And what sport and what films did this person do? And we'll interview 10 people and that's going to be some great content. Are you down to do this?
Absolutely. I'm 100% down.
All right. This is happening because I don't agree. I don't agree that I think you're too close to the situation. Like
Just because of the numbers, like they showed, what was the thing that I saw? It was like how long it took to get X amount of users on a website, right? And it was, like AOL was like, it took AOL. 3 years to hit 500 million people, something like that.
Yeah, it was embarrassing, by the way. I have an AOL email and I still use it for like more businessy type of things. And I always forget. And every time, like I'll be like on the phone with someone, and they'll be like, all right, what's your email? And I start to do it. And I'm like, oh crap. I got to say AOL. And right after, and I go at AOL.com. And then I wait. And then about
30%, AOL.com. Is that still around?
30% of the time I get a comment. 30% of the time there's a wow AOL. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
That, for whatever reason, that reminds me of you remember Funny People? You saw that movie, right?
I saw that movie.
So there was the part where Ira Wright, Seth Rogen's character, was telling Adam Sandler his email address. He's like, "What's your email address?" And he goes, "It's Ira Sex Ira at yahoo.com." And he's like, really starting to rethink this, man. He's like, "It's really, really old. I'm sorry. I'll change it." He's like, "Yeah, change it right now. Go you change know, it right now."
Maybe what we should do is, since it's wrestling, we should have wrestlers. We should say,
I think when you're at the, now see, that is not, I don't think that's fair.
I think the demo is very, very correlated. The adult man that watches wrestling, I think the correlation is very, very close, Bogman. I disagree with what you're about to say.
Well, what I was going to say is, like, of course, wrestlers are going to be recognizable at a wrestling event. It, that would be like going to the AVNs and asking these people to recognize wrestlers.
Fair enough.
So I just think that if you ask actress and sports star, and like I said, you couch it as that, and, you know, we'll have like an NFL player, NBA player, MLB player, that kind of thing. And, you know, we could get really popular ones.
Yeah, I want Riley Reid and Mike Trout.
Upper echelon, right? Yeah. Upper echelon, then medium, and then low, for each three.
Is this going to happen? Strong. Are we going to do this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. This is going to happen.
This is great. Can we put this on Patreon only, so people have to sign up for it?
I think, yeah, we definitely can. This might be
the best content we've ever made if we do that.
I just want to, you video me asking people.
No, that's what I want. I'll video.
Well, you might have to ask people, because you have mentioned that I look like a creep. And because I do have a beard and I'm kind of fat. That makes it
way, way better. No, but see, I'm a little bit more intimidating because I'm like really tall. And a big guy.
No one's intimidated by tall people. Give me a break. Just be friendly.
Everybody's intimidated by tall people.
No, they're not.
Do you know how many times I get in an elevator and the person just moves a little bit to the side and I'm like, all right, get
over
yourself.
Well, maybe it's time to get some deodorant. I mean, that could be a completely different situation.
It's not. The looks I get, and then I just stare at my phone and I'm like, get over yourself. That's all. Because all the people are tiny. People are tiny now. They're shrinking.
People are so tiny.
No, I think it'll be great. I'll film you, because you know what? This is all that I want. Because we are going to get like one or two guys that you're going to show it and you're going to be like, "Whoa, Riley Reid." And then they're not going to know LeBron James. You know what I mean? And that's going to help a little bit your point. But I think ultimately when we walk away from it, I think you're going to be surprised. You might be surprised. Well, like I said, the demo doesn't fit. It might be a little bit
back
difficult.
Back to the AOL thing that you were talking about real quick, because we did kind of gloss over that. It was like, it was showing like, you know, how long it took each website to get up to 500 million hits, and Pornhub was like 18 hours.
Okay.
And the rest of them were all like, you know, 3 years, 7 years. Yeah,
but AOL was at the, that's a misleading thing. AOL was at the forefront of the internet when you had to dial up. That's not fair. You need to pick.
I mean, that was the first one that they had that was like 8 years or whatever, but I'm talking about other stuff that came around, you know, right when Pornhub was around. So, and it took them literally 18 hours to get 500 million people. So,
okay, well, I'm not arguing.
It's still the most looked up thing on the internet, is all I'm saying.
I'm not arguing that. What I'm arguing is that the household name ability that you think, I'm going to hold to it. We're going to put on the content. You think that we could walk down the street and 9 out of 10 guys are going to start picking out Riley Reid and who's your third, by the way?
I would have to look. I'd have to look at the numbers. I don't know. So it depends on, in that case, the Welsh, I am too close to it. So because I don't know if I could pick out just a third. So I would have to just look at the numbers and see, you know, where they're at and see who the most, you know, viewed are and go from there. So, okay.
Well, maybe we can pull that up. We can take a look and check out my chick, Annabelle Peaks. I don't think anyone would know her.
No. I see. That would be the very, very low one.
Well, Sasha Gray.
Yeah, Sasha Gray.
I think that's one you could put.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, that's too easy because she's been mainstream. She's been on what's the show with the douchebags that everybody likes? Entourage.
Entourage. Well, that might help your cause, though.
It could. It definitely could. So
How do we not get nominated for an FSW? I don't understand it.
Yeah, it will never make sense to me. I know that.
I don't know. Well. There's a lot going on, as you can tell, here at In This League.
Lana Rhodes, by the way, is number one right now.
The who?
Lana Rhodes.
Really? Oh, I see. I love putting her in there because I will bet you
Mia Malkova, Adriana Chechik.
See, I don't even know what they look like. I couldn't point them out.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, okay.
Well, Bonnie Rhodes, Bunny Rotten.
Let's see. 396 million views. I don't know. This is in a month.
Give me unique. For Lana Rhodes. Give me unique views.
Well, that's what I want. Okay. Know. Well, I don't. I'm sorry.
Everyone knows you favorite your favorites.
Well, Riley Reid has 831 million views in the last month.
Jesus.
Are you getting a little nervous here? Are you the Welsh? Mia Khalifa, 625 million views.
Yeah. I mean, she's been out of it for years.
Yeah, and she still got 625 million views in the last month.
Can you imagine if those sites were treated like Spotify? Even if they got like you know, a penny per click, I mean, it would be a whole nother spectrum.
Everything would be sponsored by Pornhub.
Everybody would. What a great segment we just put there together. Family friendly. Look at that. Well. look out for that content because Bogman said it's happening. So next Sunday, Royal Rumble, get ready, audience, because that's what is going down. Some secret content. So we're on the throes of all of our podcasts. Baseball, we're full in it. If you're into Dynasty, we've had a bunch of good shows. We've got one coming up this week for a Dynasty talk. We just did a Dynasty mock. We have got another mock draft coming up and a bunch of other great content. Our book is coming closer to release date, a couple weeks. We're closing in on finalizing that 99 player debates, and we're going to have a player debate episode. They're just telling you all the podcasts, they're really in it. Prospect One, I've got a fun mailbag episode that just dropped, and next week I've got Jim Callis coming up, so don't want you guys to miss any of it. But here, let's talk about what we're doing here. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about, yes, the championship games. We've got football, a ridiculous article you found on Tom Brady and Tom Brady's movement to essentially in written form look like Jerry Rice with the amount of records these guys are holding. There's news across the board. There's baseball stuff. We've got basketball stuff. It's all going to go down. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and the Welsh, maybe a little bit more Riley Reid, possibly some Caden Cross. We'll be back. Yes.
Please say it.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
What is your name?
It is Scott Bogman.
What is your quest?
To seek In This League.
What is the airspeed velocity of a
Chris Welsh?
What do you mean? An African or European?
Chris Welsh.
Huh? I don't know that.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, glad to be with you on this NFL championship weekend.
The holiest of weekends. That's right.
It is one of the final weekends of football. Have you come to terms with that? Football is... It's almost done. It's almost gone.
I'm still pissed at football right now. I don't know if you get this, but I get...
I don't.
When my team is eliminated, I then get pissed and try to pay the least amount of attention as I can. I can't obviously do that covering sports now, but I'll try to do, you know, look at things the least I can because I'm mad. So the later in the season, the worse it is. So
it's like a relationship. You like delete all the photos on Instagram.
That's
and
right.
Then about 4 months later, when you get lonely, you might check in on Facebook, kind of see what football's doing, seeing if football has got any new players around them. You know, seeing maybe my text lock football screen, late at night.
my lock screen was, you know, like the Steelers schedule. And I'm like, yeah, don't need this anymore. Those losers, you know, my background screen is Juju standing over Vontaze Perfect. I'm like, no, we'll go to something else now. We'll change it.
You have a
Kate Upton on there.
You have a couple glasses of wine. You get on your phone. You're like, yo,
what's up, football? You up?
You up? I miss you. I miss you. Can I swing by?
Yeah, like today, I definitely miss football because the Senior Bowl was on, but I got that in. So, but yeah, I mean, it is a holy weekend. It's a huge, huge weekend, and the Patriots are in their 8th consecutive AFC championship.
You know, like I had this thing. I've gone through multiple pieces for this year, where like last week. I was on right here on FNTSY, and we were having to fill some time, Boggs, because the Patriots were absolutely destroying the Chargers. So, like, the last half of the game, I was on with Gabe and Corey, just practically sitting on here, and we were just talking about lots of stuff. But we were kind of going through the motions, and just, I think I got swept up in just how dominant the Patriots were, that it was like, you look at this, and it's like, man, I don't know how, you know, we go against the Patriots after this. Push comes to shove. I sit on it a little bit. I went on All In Sports and I talked about, you know, that I want to stick with my original with the Chiefs. So I've been a waffly waffler. I've said Chiefs. I said Patriots. But let me ask you this. Ultimately, it really doesn't do any of us any good to doubt the Patriots or furthermore doubt Tom Brady.
No. Well, they've lost. They've won the last two AFC championships. And like you said, that that article that came out about all the ridiculous records that Brady owns. I mean, you know, these articles come out every year at this time, you know, and I was looking for it. The most popular ones were this is so hilarious. It's like Tom Brady's legendary lengthy career. And it was from 2015. So
is this article that we have is
that? No, that's from 5 days ago. That article. Okay. But when I was looking for that, you know, I punched in just Tom Brady crazy records and articles from 2015, 2016, you know, all way back to 2015 were popping up about all the records that he owned, and they have just grown and grown and grown.
I'm not a big accountability guy. You know what I mean? Like there are people that their life's passion is to hold everybody accountable for everything. I think there's middle line people, you know, that when they see the atrocities, they've got to like get up in arms about it, but it's not their mission in life. And then there's kind of like the world that I might sit in where it's like,
you see something stupid, you just go, that's stupid.
I just move on because there's
on with your life.
There's entertainment, there's opinions, and it's not my job, nor do like, I don't want an ulcer by caring about that or living my life that way. But I say all of that, setting the tone to say, I ain't really an accountability guy. Whatever people want to say they can do. Someone's got to hold Stephen A. Smith accountable for that nonsense that he put out, in the playoffs. Where was it? Tom Brady was 5 on the playoff quarterbacks. He had Andrew Luck at 1. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. It was like Luck, Mahomes, God, who was 3? It was like Rivers, somebody else. Ridiculous.
How is Rivers 0-8 against Tom Brady? How could he be above Tom Brady?
Dude, Rivers.
How about you playing a Super Bowl one time you're a better quarterback than Tom Brady?
Now I got to look because it was Stephen A. Smith QB rank. So I'm going to see if I can find the picture. Let's see. Quarterback rank. Nope. Stephen A. Smith. Because all I know is Tom Brady was definitely 5. And well, look,
Can we all just admit, like, Stephen A. Smith is, he's a legendary broadcaster. I think you have to give that up. Like, he's been around for a long, long time. Mm. He's been involved, but he's an NBA guy. He is not an NFL guy. He talked about Hunter Henry the other day. He called Kareem Hunt, he called Alvin Kamara Kareem Hunt the other day. Like, he's just not a football guy.
I wouldn't say legendary as much as infamous. That's the problem.
It's probably a better word. Yeah, okay.
Like,
I'm on board with that.
Legendary is 10 or 15 years ago. Stephen, Stuart Scott.
Right.
God, I'm all these legendary guys I'm forgetting. who's our, I can't believe I'm forgetting this. Rich Eisen, sure. But even beyond that, you have broadcasters like, I cannot think of them right now. The Dodgers and Brewers. What is wrong with me?
Are you talking about,
you can't either.
I want to say Al McCoy, cause that's a local guy because he's been here. Vin Scully.
Vin
Jesus
Scully.
Christ.
Thank you. Yes. Jesus. And who's our, just a bit outside.
Oh, the major Uecker, league.
But, Bob Uecker. Yeah, Bob Uecker. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Oh, wow. Really
loved Bob Uecker was, I loved him. Mark Grace was talking about how old he was. He said, you know, back in my day, we had to wrap our own cigarettes. We couldn't just go out and buy packs. And Euchre's like, yeah, back in my day, we had to go cut down the tobacco. So,
well, he took right after Bob Uecker, if you think about it. But like, even though we couldn't remember the names like morons, like that's legendary broadcasting, whether it's, you know, in a media sense or on a game sense.
Just talking about like Stephen A. Smith's been around for a long time. Everyone knows who Stephen A. Smith
but partly because
he's ridiculous.
Yeah, so. But that's what I'm saying here, dude. It's like legendary consisted of people that change the game. Nowadays, all it is button pushers. Everyone's pushing everyone's button. You could say the same thing about why can't I think of anything? Who's the idiot that everybody hates online? Not Stephen A. Smith, but the other one. No, the other one.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
The other guy that's like Stephen A. Smith. He's the most ridiculous of all of them. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. You have to come up with something. You have to tell me an article they've written. Something.
No, it's the guy. He does the show with like Shannon
Whitlock.
Sharp. No.
Jason Whitlock?
The other one. The most popular
Colin
one.
Colin Cowherd.
No.
Jesus. Well, what were you talking about?
The guy
the guy with the thing.
I want to say Max Kellerman, the guy that everybody hates, that has all the bad takes, always defends the Cowboys.
Skip Bayless.
Yes.
Jesus
Christ. Skip.
Dude, there's so many of these guys. He has to come up with something. All you said was the guy on the internet that people hate.
Yes.
There's plenty of those people.
Top two answers should have been Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
I don't have a working brain, and I can't think of any of them. Everybody... all the media now are those guys. Whitlock, did you see the bit that Jason Whitlock did on his show the other day?
I can't handle Whitlock.
He had the guy with the afro on, and they were straight up. They did a bit. It was him and Marcellus Wiley, Whitlock, and they have this guy there wearing a Colin Kaepernick afro, and they were trying to trade the defense of Kaepernick and all that for, like, you know, some ridiculous other racial thing. They're like, we'll trade you this for this and we'll get rid of the Kaepernick love. It was wild.
Like if white privilege went away, then they would give up. The people can hate Colin Kaepernick.
It was some realm of that. I watched the video.
Who okayed that? That's what I want.
Well, people were losing.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
People were losing their mind about it. I mean, obviously it didn't make enough impact for me to even remember what it is.
Or
anyone's name. What is wrong with me?
I mean, but the reason you're not coming up with these guys' names is because you don't respect them enough to watch them, which is the right thing to do. You got to ignore them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's wrong with me, but yeah. I mean, let's see. Yeah, it was Colin Kaepernick is not a serious activist fighting for racial equality. He just needs to be famous. This was something that Whitlock, I guess, they were saying. But yeah, it was a trade of Colin Kaepernick and that fight for something else. And it was wild. But that's what I'm getting at when we say from legendary to infamous. Everybody now is trying to push a button to try to make a headline. It's that
my favorite thing with Stephen A. Smith is when people will make the they'll put the video together where he's arguing against himself because he's been on both sides of the fence so many times.
Yeah.
So like they just put the video where Stephen A. Smith is yelling at Stephen A. Smith about the same subject. It's hilarious.
Yeah. What is wrong with us?
I don't know. I don't watch those. You know, those things are. To stir people up and to get attention. And I just like, I want no part of that. Like, just tell me what's going on. You know what I mean? If you have a funny take, great. If you have an opinionated take, great. But not, you can't have some overbearing opinion on every single thing. That's just gets to
be exhausting.
Well,
you know what the problem is too? is like, it's one thing if there's one of the guys, you know, when there's one person, you know, that pushes
when
all the buttons.
It was just Skip Bayless, right?
Yeah, when it was just, now it's like Whitlock and Stephen A. Smith and Bayless and the dumb talk show host that you just talked about.
Sometimes they do it differently, though, like Colin Cowherd.
Yeah,
Cowherd is different because all he does is hate the fans' opinion. Whatever the majority of fans think, he goes against that and takes the other stand to get people to listen to what he's saying so they get mad so they keep listening.
Yeah.
And which I never understood, by the way, too. If you hate something so much, then your listen is getting that guy more money. You know, don't listen to whatever they say. You know,
see, that's
I mean?
Always been so. The difference. I think you and I have been on that. But like, I know so many people in my personal life, in our life here, people from the Army that like they thrive on negativity. They thrive on
having something to hate
on discounting others and focusing on the negativity. Oh, they said something bad or stupid or something I don't agree with. So now I'm enraged. But that's what they want. That's what they want. And we are the reason that idiots like Bayless and Whitlock and Stephen A. Smith are as popular or infamous as they are. And when you're ready, I'll let you talk. But when you're done, I have what that stupid Stephen A. Smith
was. No, go ahead with that. I want to know what it was.
Okay, so it was Andrew Luck 1. It was Patrick Mahomes 2.
Andrew Luck 1.
Rivers 3. Dak Prescott 4. And Tom Brady 5. That was his playoff ranked quarterbacks coming into the playoffs.
But it has to be going into the playoffs, right? Not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care. Going in, you know what?
Yeah, you still, Tom Brady has to be one. It doesn't matter.
If you wanted to tell me you liked Phillip Rivers and Dak Prescott over Tom Brady in the regular season, that would have made more sense. You put Tom Brady in the playoffs and you're going to put him 5. What are you doing? What are you kidding me? Yeah. This is what he is built for. If he's like in the regular season, they're running the ball a whole lot, they're not doing a bunch of passing, he has less numbers than you would expect, they're just saving him. They are saving him. He is built for the playoffs. He is a winning machine.
His whole life is about winning the Super Bowl. His whole life is about it. We mentioned this in the last show that we did, how, you know, his training starts in March, you know, where he is back at it and back to his normal in-season diet. I mean, he gets like 3 weeks of, you know, doing whatever he wants, and then it's back to normal Tom Brady. He was at, like I said, he's at some party with Giselle, some modeling party or something, and he was drinking a water in early March. And everyone's like, isn't this the off season? Why are you drinking water? He's like, nope, got to keep healthy.
Yeah, it's what he does. So, I mean, he has, going through this list, I don't want to take the shine off because I want you to read them off because you pulled this, but we've this article that you have on SB Nation about Tom Brady's ridiculous list of NFL records, just talking playoffs. Like, I know there's this thing where we're like, hey, listen, you know, he can't be 50 years old. And just because he did, not that he's 50, but, you know, yes, he did all these great things throughout his career. It doesn't mean it keeps holding as he gets older. But listen, this guy has shown little signs of slowing down. He owns not only the most passing records in the or passing yards in the regular season, but with the playoffs. So I think is this a combined record? Most passing yards in
the
regular season
combined
and playoffs?
Because I think the most regular season yards, I think, didn't Breeze just pass Favre.
And guess
on
what?
That, so.
That's absurd. The guy doesn't own the regular season passing record, but if you add the playoffs in, he's got 81,000. 81,000. He also has the most passing touchdowns in the postseason with the regular season. He is the greatest playoff quarterback of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, I think we've said that.
What are these records? Go through these
regular
records.
Season wins by a starting quarterback, 207. Most touchdowns thrown to different receivers. He's thrown touchdowns to 71 different receivers. 16 division titles. 38 playoff games started. 28 playoff wins. Playoff touchdown passes, 72.
My God.
That'll never be broken. Dude. He has 10,569 passing
you
yards
wanna know what?
In the playoffs.
We should go look on the break. How many current NFL quarterbacks have less than 72 touchdowns in their career? Right now,
there's not too many, but I bet you there's plenty with under 15 passing touchdowns in the playoffs. So,
well, I'm just saying, like, you could go, all the rookies are going to get in there, but then you're going to get the second year guys. Mitch Trubisky doesn't have 72 career passing touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly.
Does Jameis Winston have 72 career touchdowns?
I doubt it.
I'm going to look.
Patrick Mahomes definitely doesn't. I mean, he'll get there by week two next year, but with all the damn touchdowns he throws. But Super Bowl appearances, he has 8, 5 Super Bowl wins, 4 Super Bowl MVPs, 18 Super Bowl touchdowns, and 2,576 passing yards in the Super Bowl.
That's unreal. By the way, Jameis
Winston. Some of these are never going to be.
Jameis Winston does, by the way. 4 years, he has 88 touchdowns passing.
88, look at that. Didn't he have a ton, what was it, his rookie season or his second year?
Third year, he had 28. He had 19, 19, 28. This year I'm reading it backwards. He had 22 in his rookie year, 28 in 2016, and then he went 19 and 19 this year. So
right.
88 career, which is only in 4 seasons. He has, what is that, 16 more touchdowns than Tom Brady has in his career.
But Tom Brady has 2.5 seasons played in the postseason, 38 games. That's 2 full 16-game season plus 6 more weeks.
That's unreal.
In games played in the playoffs, yeah. And that's like when you look at LeBron and the number of games that he's played because he's gone to the finals like every single year. It's just absurd.
Yeah,
he's played like 3 extra seasons in the finals or in the playoffs as well. It's just dumb. Some of these guys.
It's interesting, too, if you think about it, just going in on this, and we got to go to break. We'll come back on it. But Jameis Winston in 4 seasons, he has 14,600 yards and 88 touchdowns. Tom Brady in his playoffs has accumulated 2.5 seasons, has 3,000 less yards and 16 less touchdowns. 56 games for Jameis Winston.
That's 18 more games than Brady has played.
That is wild. All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. More NFL playoff talk and Tom Brady.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
If you like to wager on sports, or you never have and would like to try, you need to head on over to BetDSI. They've got wagering options for almost any sport you can think of, including sides, totals, player props, where you can utilize your daily fantasy skills without salary cap constraints. You can even wager on esports, politics, reality TV, let's go. Or you can get an edge with live betting at BetDSI, where you can wager virtually any time during a contest, capitalizing on in-game circumstances. That will come in very handy this weekend. There are so many ways that you can make money, so here's what I want you to do. Use the promo code FNTSY101 when you're signing up and get a 100% bonus deposit match. So head on over and open your account at BetDSI. That's promo code FNTSY101. Go get that 100% bonus deposit match now. So welcome back. It's In This League, Bogman and Welsh. Just looking at the absurdity of Tom Brady, what we determined, Jameis Winston's 4-year career of 56 games, he has 14,000 yards and 88 total touchdowns, is 16 less touchdowns, 3,000 less yards, and how many less games?
18 less games.
That's Tom Brady in the playoffs. Like Tom Brady.
That's just his playoff career.
And you said his playoff career of 10,000 something yards, 56 touchdowns, 60 something?
Yeah. Well, someone posted the other day, it was like playoff wins by team, and it was like the Steelers were 1, the Cowboys were 2, the Patriots were 3, someone else was 4, and Tom Brady was 5. Like, he has more playoff wins in his career than other franchises do.
It's
absurd. It's ridiculous, the dominance that Brady and Belichick have been able to put together, because the NFL is designed exactly for the opposite of this. It's designed for parity.
Here's this interesting one, too. On this article, it says records in Brady's reach, most passing touchdowns. Let's see. Peyton Manning finished with 539.
Brady became the third quarterback to reach 300 when he did it in week four of this season. 500. He has 517. He's going to play this coming year. So what is that? Dude needs 23 touchdowns to break the all-time touchdown record. Pro Bowl. Who cares about Pro Bowls? It's a stupid one. I like this one. Game-winning drives. Let's see. It says the Patriots haven't always needed Brady, but he's always been up to the task. He needs just two more to tie Manning's 56 and three more to pass him. Brady averages about two or three a year. So, I mean, you know, that could happen. That could be coming up here.
Well, he's going to play till he's 89. So yeah. I think he'll have all these records.
Fourth quarter comeback. Let's see. He has 45. He's just one behind the record. How old is this article? Is this year?
That's from about 5 days ago.
Oh, because it keeps saying 2018. I think this person.
Well, it's from the 2018 season.
Yeah. Well, no, it says he's just one behind that record and could beat it in 2018.
Huh.
So we're in 2019.
Yeah,
buddy.
Right.
It reminds me of Jerry Rice in a respect. And like I have long held, and you've agreed with me, that Jerry Rice is the greatest football player that has ever played.
I mean, he broke those records and shattered those records. Like his records might get beat at some point, but he played in such a different era that there's no way he should own all those records. It's just absurd.
Yeah. He's got career records over 1,500. It's 1,549 receptions, 22,895 receiving yards. Just think about that for a minute.
Who's second? Did you see who's second? Because whoever it is, it's.
I think it's so, T.O. You'd have to look. Yeah, I have.
He's at like 15,000. He's like 7,000 yards behind. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Look up the receiving records because I just have Jerry Rice's right now. I'm looking at total touchdown receptions, 197. I mean, if you had a 10-year career, you're going to have to average 20 if you play 10 years in the NFL, 20 a season to pass him. Yards from scrimmage, 23,540. All-purpose yards, 23,546. He has the most combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in NFL history at 207, and he has the most total touchdowns by a position player, obviously, 208, because he's got 197 receiving, 10 rushing, one fumble return. And then I've got this list here. It is wild when you go down the line here.
Jerry Rice, 22,895 receiving yards, number one all time. Number two, who just got to second this year, I believe, Larry Fitzgerald at 16,279 yards.
It's
6,600 plus yards behind.
And he Larry might Fitzgerald. Play this year. He might yeah, play this yeah. coming season. Did exactly. you just hear, by the way, he was playing golf with Obama and he got a hole in one.
Yeah, I saw that.
That would be one of those things where like everybody there should have just been like, can you have enough? Larry, can you like you're already one of the greatest receivers of all time. Doesn't you need have to have ring. A hole in one. Oh, boy. But these Same. Jerry Rice things, this is an article. It's a little bit old. So some of these could have been broken, but it goes through like total 60 plus yard touchdowns from scrimmage. He had what was this? He had 23 60 plus yard touchdowns from scrimmage. It is ridiculous. Seasons with at least 1,400 yards, seasons with 1,800 yards, all this. I mean, some of them have probably been broken.
197 receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. And second is Randy Moss with 156. So he's 41 ahead of Randy Moss.
Let me ask you a question then, because I think this is interesting.
That's so stupid.
We always have debates on the greatest, you know, the classic LeBron, MJ.
The GOAT, right.
Baseball will never find a medium because there's people like me with my thoughts on Babe Ruth. And then you go up to, you know, the nowadays in the steroid era, it's all screwed up. Football's a little bit interesting. And I feel like
the game's the most similar. I guess baseball is probably the most similar, but you know, obviously the rule changes in the PEDs just being rampant or are make some records unsustainable or whatever.
So. I feel like when we look at football, I can definitively say, and I know this is going to be hard for people to hear, easily, Jerry Rice is the greatest receiver of all time. It's not remotely close. If you tell me a single NFL current wide receiver is the best of all time.
I think the battle for number two is really good. I think that's a great battle
of all time.
Yeah, because sure. behind Jerry Rice, because you got Moss, T.O., Carter, Marvin Harrison, Larry are all in there. Tim Brown was good for a long time. Calvin Johnson retired early.
Yeah, like, but
where,
you're picking.
Where could he have been? A.B. It has to be in there. Yeah. So
it's Larry or Randy. That's for me.
It's probably I would pick Randy.
That's it's Randy and Larry are the next two for me. But what I'm getting at, Boggs, is there's a definitive greatest receiver of all time. This is what's going to hurt. I think there's a definitive greatest quarterback of all time. And
there
it's Tom Brady. And it's Tom Brady. Like, this is coming from a 49er fan. Joe Montana, Steve Young. I think Peyton Manning and Brett Favre are, to me, they're the Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald of this. There's a definitive greatest quarterback of all time. But there is a not agreed upon definitive greatest running back of all time. And no. I don't know if we're ever going to get that one specifically because of this, Boggs. That position has changed more than any position offensively in the NFL, because it went from these guys that are rushing for 2,000 yards to now some of the greatest running backs in the NFL might not rush for 1,000 yards because they're catching 90 balls and having another 900 yards. That position is so different now. It's not apples to oranges. Like, we can't.
It's going to be like, I think in 10 or 15 years, instead of just seeing rushing records, you're going to see running back yards. Like, that's going to have to be.
That's how we have to look at it, right? Because, like, I know there's people that are clamoring to say, well, there is a definitive running back. It's Emmitt Smith. All right. I mean, statistically, he's there, and he has to be in the conversation.
I think more people like Walter Payton than Emmitt Smith, by the way. A lot of people think that Emmitt Smith he stuck around a long time. He played a, really long career, and he was behind a great offensive line, and that's what a bunch of people say. So there's a lot of, like, Emmitt Smith and Walter Payton are the two.
Yeah, and Barry Sanders is the one that got away type of thing.
Right, yeah.
Like, and that's the problem, is everyone extrapolates in Barry Sanders. Walter Payton, there's a little bit of that. Then there's some of the old ones, the people that, never watched Jim Brown will say Jim Brown. I just think it's interesting when you look at that we only had a definitive greatest wide receiver. I think it's pretty easy to say we've got two now, but I just don't ever see the running back position having a definitive, because, like, how different are LaDainian Tomlinson and Emmitt Smith?
Right. The position, like you said, has changed so much. It's just like, how can you even say, who the best is?
Yeah.
So.
I think there's argument. I mean, Marshall Faulk, right, who's been on here on this network. Marshall Faulk is one of the best running backs I've seen in my time.
Right.
Now, to be fair, essentially take 1990 on, that's probably my wheelhouse. That's my big, big wheelhouse. But if I had to rattle off, the top four running backs that come to my mind when I think of the greatest in my era, it would be LaDainian Tomlinson, Emmitt Smith, Marshall Faulk, and Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
That's the list.
I think that's probably the list too.
And they're all so different.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're very, very different. I mean, I think LT and Faulk are close to the same. I think when those are like the current era that we watch, probably
they kind of defined
those guys
they defined the new stature of running back that receives that catches a whole bunch. That's an all purpose. The all purpose back is the best way to put
it. Right.
Where Barry and Emmett were, I mean, Barry was, otherworldly dynamic, but he ultimately still, like Emmitt Smith, those were just like, volume rushers.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give those volume guys a lot of credit too, though. I mean, because sticking around is part of it.
Sure.
Obviously they're not going to be better than anyone else, but being there, that's an old scout saying, is availability is the best ability. So, guys like Frank Gore, that is now fifth all time in rushing. I don't think anyone would sit here and tell you that he is one of the best running backs of all time, but he's still really good. Does he deserve to go to the Hall of Fame? I think you're going to see him in there.
He's a weird one. He's a stat anomaly, because you're right. Like, I think
he was really good for a really long time. He was up with those guys. It's just, he played next to Faulk and Tomlinson and all those guys that were otherworldly. And if just those two guys weren't around, I think we'd be talking about Frank Gore a lot like we talk about those guys.
He just never was spectacular. Like, I think an interesting debate would be Frank Gore, who's been around forever and been fine. He's never been spectacular, versus a guy like Terrell Davis, who was incredible for a very short period of time and then, you know, has made his way. Like, those are two different, very different stories of running backs. But I think if you had to pick one, every single person, 10 out of 10 are going to say Terrell Davis.
Well, yeah. And you think the number one guy that most people say doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame is Bettis. They say, he's just a stat accumulator. You know, that's just what he was.
How do you feel about that?
It doesn't matter. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I knew you're going to get all defensive. You're going to get all defensive about
it. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, none of that matters. Like, guys that are in the Hall of Fame, they're in the Hall of Fame. You could say they don't deserve to be in there all you want, but he's in. So it doesn't matter if someone says he
does. Have a nice little talk about that, maybe with baseball in a little bit. Lots of chatter about that. So let's talk about this game for a minute, because we're going to talk about the Rams and the Saints coming up here. Patriots Chiefs this weekend. Going down, it's the late game. It's going to determine one half of the Super Bowl, obviously. Kansas City is a 3-point home favorite, but the over-unders on this weekend are amazing. 56.5 is the over-under on this game. And
you know they're going to have like some Arctic storm resting over the middle of Kansas City right when this game kicks off too.
Is it when it kicks off? Because I know like everybody's been talking about it, but they're thinking it's still going to be clear.
Changed.
Well, right. They're saying it's going to be clear, but it's going to be freaking cold.
Yeah, it's going to be like the eye of the storm, like in what's that stupid movie?
Twister?
About the day after tomorrow, like all the flags are going to freeze.
Oh, yeah.
You know, got to go. Better start up the Wendy's fryers to stay alive.
I mean, I think it would be pretty nice to have like I guess when I think of football, there's two cold games I think of.
-2 degrees Celsius.
Oh, my God. I think of obviously the Ice Bowl, and then I want a good snow game because I think of the Brady Raider game. The infamous thing.
Yeah, the kick, the tuck rule game.
Tuck rule, exactly. Charles Woodson, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's again. Like, I want that again. Let's have that type of drama.
-2 Celsius is what does that say? It's 28.4 degrees Fahrenheit at kickoff.
Oh, so it's 20. Okay, yes.
I don't know why it has it in Celsius.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need to also measure the field in, you know, meters or anything like that. Like, let's just talk. let's talk American. Let's talk America.
It's going to be 28 degrees.
We do yards, miles, and Fahrenheit. That's what I want. And give me my stuff in miles, yards, and Fahrenheit. That's all that I want. So 28 degrees, that's
degrees with 11 mile an hour winds.
That's not great. So what's the wind chill?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find right now.
Because they'll say like the wind chill will end up being like 10 degrees out.
Yeah, probably something like that.
All right, so it's going to be dirty. It's to me, it seems, I mean, that's a Patriot way to play. If there's if I had to pick one of these teams that's going to be able to get in the muck to be able to battle the cold, it's the Patriots, but this is in Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes, there's nobody hotter in the NFL than Patrick Mahomes. But this team is a little bit decimated. Where are you at on this game?
We just talked about Tom Brady for a half an hour. So
I'm a waffling waffler. I shouldn't be paid attention to here because I have said both teams in a 7-day period are going to win this game.
I think I'm picking the Patriots. You know, the Patriots have won the last two AFC championships. Andy Reid is known for choking in the playoffs. I think I got to take the Patriots in this game. I don't want to, you know, like we said, when we started the playoffs here, all I wanted was Dallas and New England to lose. That's still all I want. All I want is New England to lose, but I have to pick them in this game.
Road win
in the, by the way, with wind chill, looks like it'll be 14 degrees. We're Arizonan. We just can't even imagine that.
I've been in, the coldest I've ever been in is about 28 degrees, like 25. It's been like that cold out here before. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to handle it.
I've been up to Flagstaff when it snows, like, you know.
Yeah, I've been in snow and stuff cold, like that. Yeah, like so. 30 degrees and stuff like that. But like, 20 something degrees with a wind chill down to 14. We need some heaters.
We need some pockets. The players definitely get heaters, and you know, all the people in the stands will get whiskey. So.
Yeah, they'll be whiskeyed up for sure in Kansas City.
I think This may be legend, but I think like three people died during the ice bowl because it was so cold. Don't we need to go to break? We need to go to break.
Oh, we're going to go to break here in a second. But does Patrick Mahomes wear gloves?
Probably will that day.
Tom Brady, very comfortable wearing gloves. Maybe a little bit of an advantage. All right. I'll give you my waffling waffle decision on the other side of the break. Plus, we're going to talk about the Rams and Saints. And then we got a whole bunch around MLB, NBA, all that stuff to talk about. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.